Hey everybody, Jeff Prather in the Perfection Auto Works Studios on this week's Prather Point, former Special Operations Soldier, Intelligence Collector, and Special Agent turned whistleblower, now your intelligence officer, exposing the deep state and fake news. Served with 7 Special Forces. I was the Chief of Global Operations for the Defense Intelligence Agency, Special Agent, Fire and Destructor, and Special Operator with the Drug Enforcement Administration, fast and furious whistleblower. On the other end of it, the ATF was running the gun south. The DEA was letting the Sinaloan cartel run the drugs north. And thanks for Charles for letting me jump in there. Always support my local patriotic sponsors, Perfection Auto Works, Mike Emery at 1046 North Beverly Avenue. 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com. He's right off of Speedway, right there at Beverly, just west of Craycroft. Stop in and see him. He is an essential business and open, and he's been almost in business as long as I have. So a lot to cover today, like always, and want to get right into that. And first thing is for local stuff is... I don't know if you saw it, but Tucson made Forbes magazine earlier in the week. Did you see that, Kent?
I think I did.
Yeah, they were saying, hey, Tucson could be one of the recovery cities after the post-COVID-19 pandemic, which is really what I'm going to talk about today in depth. And we're going to have a medical doctor and a couple scientists on to talk about that. But, of course, the real premise here is that after the second Gulf War, the Chinese decided that nobody could take on the United States straight on. So they developed the doctrine of unrestricted warfare. It's really an extension of Sun Tzu. And so they started to take us on economically, financially, in the movies. When Mike Emery and I went to go see Midway, which is a great movie, Chinese Communist Chinese sponsored that movie because we were fighting with the Chinese at that part. All our manufacturing has been over there. And so they don't want to defeat us, although there's some ridiculous news stories out there saying that, you know, we've got 20 carrier groups. They've got 2 carriers, one caught on fire a while back. They just want to control us. And when Trump started to make the treaty with North Korea, that's a client state of not Communist Chinese. And then when he signed an agreement, a trade agreement, equalizing trade relations with Communist China, that threw them into a panic. And of course, the deep state is being exposed. I'll get to that in a second. They've been paid off by China as well. But shortly after Trump signed the deal, which was from a point of strength, a point of leverage with China, then coronavirus breaks out. Now, we've done lots of deep dives on this show talking about how Soros, Gates, invested in Wuhan and Aptek and how it was out of a lab. Now they're admitting it. And I've quoted all that stuff. And by the way, somebody in Italy, Italian government, wants to put Bill Gates on trial for population control. The Chinese are clearly interested in population control. But the left-wing Democrats are interested in regaining control, not to win elections, but to stay out of jail because everything is collapsing. But be that as it may, Forbes came out and said, hey, Tucson could be one of the towns that recover from the coronavirus. And they're right. There's a working population. There's, Raytheon's here, U of A's here, John Deere's here. But it won't be, I'm sorry to say. And I work in competitive intelligence for businesses, especially in biotech. And that's my main gig. And so this was a big topic of conversation in the business community. Why won't it be? Because the government, the mayor, the city council, the local government is anti-business. They are pro-University of Arizona, and there is nothing more left-wing in the American culture than the education system. It's even more left-wing than Hollywood. And then they're pro-Raytheon, which is, I've worked with Raytheon a lot. I used to do all their law enforcement security, got friends there and everything. But they're a giant bureaucracy, and they're part of the military-industrial complex. Downtown has kind of been taken over by that. So while we could have a recovery and bounce back even stronger, it's not going to happen as long as we have Romero in there and all those folks in there. And Charles kindly put me on, and I was listening to Crime Research And I've actually used their statistics when I've taught. I teach a lot of school and church security courses now. And big data is a big deal now, just like big tobacco was, and big pharma is fading now. Big data is emerging. That's Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff. But there is no data integrity in what's going on right now. The data is totally skewed. You know, San Diego just came out and said, of all the coronavirus deaths, there were actually 6 deaths only to coronavirus itself. So, like the last show was saying, is they're getting incentivized to bring about deaths to corona. They're putting people back in. And this fits in with the Chinese Communist government's plan, and this fits in with the left's plan to control us, with all the petty tyrants out there trying to declare martial law. And, you know, I sympathize with the callers of the last show of, well, you know, we need to reform. So it doesn't matter what the law is. The government is so corrupt, and including the local government is very corrupt. And I know what I'm talking about, because the federal government's coming after me. The local government came after me. Now, in the end, yeah, I was never charged or convicted of anything, but it sure is painful because they're so corrupt. And that's got to change. But that is beginning to change, and that's the good news. And I know everybody's impatient. Hey, where's the indictments? And I don't know if they're coming or not, but things are changing. So this story is from Yahoo News, and it says, Democrats would do best to avoid the hysterics we saw from the Russian collusion believers, but they have no reason to ignore the mounting evidence that suggests that the Obama administration engaged in serious corruption. The title of this article is Obamagate is not conspiracy theory. And, you know, it's from Yahoo News. That's the point, is the propaganda press is changing. They see what's happening. Democrats and their allies who like to pretend that President Obama's only scandalous action was wearing a tan suit are going to spend the next few months gaslighting public policy. But the fact is, we have more compelling evidence that Obama administration engaged in misconduct. It's not conspiracy mongering to note that investigation into Trump was predicated on opposition research document filled with fabulism and most likely Russian disinformation. So, and then this is the proof that many of the FISA warrant applications, almost every one of them, were fabricated. That's perjured. So we all know this, okay? But the point of me telling you this is a Yahoo News article. This is the propaganda press finally coming around. And we know, I'm quoting the article, and we now know that despite a dearth of evidence, the FBI railroaded Michael Flynn, head of my old agency, DIA, into a guilty plea to keep the investigation going. Obama's director of national intelligence, James Clapper, famously lied about spying on American citizens to Congress. His CIA director, John Brennan, oversaw the agency comfortable on spying on the Senate. Yes, so if you don't remember, Brennan, under Obama, through the CIA, spied on us, spied on Congress, spied on the Senate, and lied about it. His attorney general, Eric Holder, invoked the Espionage Act to spy on Fox News journalists. So you've heard me say all these things over and over. But the big thing now is that Yahoo News is starting to tell the truth. And this is important. This is what I mean by when I say we are starting to win. So the article says, what makes anyone believe that these people wouldn't create a pretext to spy on the opposition party? In her very last hours in office, National Security Advisor Susan Rice wrote a self-preserving email to herself, noting that she'd attended a meeting with Obama, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, Comey, Biden, stressed that everything had to be by the book. It's a silly email. If you read the email, it's phony. It's like the president said, by the book. I sent it to myself. It was a cover note. Anybody knows that. Just like anybody knows that leaders of agencies, CIA, DIA, FBI, don't unmask people. Just like Comey ran the investigation, they don't run investigations. They supervise agents. So any of us in the field know this is phony, and I've been saying this forever, but the key here is that the propaganda press is starting to come around. Why are they starting to come around? They're starting to come around because they are scared, because people are going to start to go down. So this is what winning looks like, guys, who are impatient, and gals out there. It's not a movie. It doesn't wrap up in an hour. It doesn't wrap up at the end of an episode. Trump just fired over the weekend Steve Linnick. Who's Steve Linnick? Steve Linnick is the Inspector General for the Department of State. Why did Steve Linnick fire? Why did POTUS fire the Inspector General? Remember, he already fired the Inspector General for the intelligence community because that guy was corrupt. Well, so turns out that with newly released emails show that you got to think back to when they were going after Trump with the impeachment fraud, is Ambassador Yovanovitch's embassy. She had to testify before Congress. Remember her, the whole arrogant crowd? The first thing she said was, I don't have any direct knowledge of any corruption. But they asked her about Ukraine and Burisma. And she said, oh, no direct knowledge, except that she was meeting with representatives of Burisma. The discussions about Burisma inside Yovanovitch's embassy were so extensive, in fact, that they filled 160 pages of emails, memos, and correspondence in fall 2016 alone, according to State Department records obtained under Freedom of Information Act by the conservative group Citizens United, another group that's doing Congress's job for them. During the impeachment hearings last fall, which focused on efforts by Trump and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to find evidence inside Ukraine on the Bidens and Burisma and to remove Yovanovitch from her job, including testimony from Yovanovitch herself. And during that deposition, October 2019, just last year in the fall, she made no mention of direct contact with the Burisma representatives and instead said that her knowledge about the company was minimal. Were you aware at the time of Hunter Biden's role in Burisma? Yes, I became aware during the question and answer in the prep for my testimony. That's her under oath. Okay, it was not the focus, but the memos show that Yovanovitch was informed that criminal cases were actively being settled in the fall of 2016 and that Burisma and its founder, Mykola Zlovjesky, were trying to repair the company's reputation. For instance, a briefing memo prepared by Yovanovitch's 30-minute meeting, December 8, 2016, inside the U.S. Embassy with Burisma representative Karen Tramontano, noted that Tramontano worked for a lobbying and strategic firm with Blue Star Strategies. And Blue Star Strategies is Hunter Biden's group. The memos show that both Blue Star Strategies and the Atlantic Council played a full role in 2016 pressuring the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to change its position on Burisma. Quid pro quo evidence and perjury. And so why is this happening now? Yes, I've told you all about this before, but now it's coming out in legal documents. So first, Trump had to get rid of all the deep staters. Then he had to get rid of all the FBI corruption agents. And then he had to get rid of the corrupt IGs that are supposed to supervise. Intelligence community IG was corrupt. State Department IG is corrupt. Ray needs to go, too. But this is what winning looks like, guys. It's not a quick movie from all points of view. It's got to be done legally. Now, I don't know if it's going to be done. But it certainly looks like it's going to be done. Pelosi is freaking out about this. And this is important because, again, you're not going to hear this stuff on the regular news. And so that's why I'm really running over. But let me take a quick break. And I've got Doc Joe on the phone. We're going to talk about the truth about the coronavirus, psychological warfare, bioweapon used in economic warfare against us. It's Jeff Braith on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. So that's another example of the propaganda press changing, is that that commercial right there on human trafficking, on slavery. That's what's been going on. So Of course, if you know the tribal African story, slavery in America, but you probably don't know natives were enslaved here from the very beginning. Christopher Columbus started that. That's how Tisquantum, Squanto, knew how to speak English and had converted. He'd been captured several times as a slave and finally freed by some Franciscan brothers and brought back. It's the same old thing. It's still being done. Okay? You just don't have the perspective on that. And it's a shame that Forbes is wrong, but support patriotism and Tucson small business at Perfection Auto Works. Mike is still in business, surviving. We're not going to get the big tech stuff in here because they're not supporting it. But the small businesses, the essential businesses, we're still here. You can support the show by going to jeffreyprather.com. I walk into the studio and I've got mail and checks from, they're small, but they're helpful. I appreciate them. So, thanks, for doing that, Michael and Nancy. Check out my, book, Chase. It's all about Tucson. And it's just kind of the story of, what I did in counter drug and counter terrorism on the border. Check out my other book, Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained, on Amazon. Check out the dojo, BujinkanUSA.com. Check out Warrior School. We started the dojo back up on Saturday. We're open. Warrior School handgun class opens Wednesday. Got new students starting. So it's pretty funny, though, to... I live out in the country, and I'll see hikers with a mask, with no one around, wearing a mask. And I see these people driving in their car, right, Kent? And they got a mask on. They're really idiots. I got to say it. I'm sorry. You're idiots. You don't understand what's going on.
And there's more and more information coming out about the mask may be ineffective.
And we're going to talk about that right now because it's a virus, but I'm not an expert on that. So what I'm an expert on is intelligence and psychological operations and espionage. And what I have said again is this is unrestricted warfare through China, sponsored by the Dems that they've recruited right up to Hillary Clinton, maybe Obama. The evidence is there. And it's a bioweapon, but it's primarily a psychological strategy in economic war. And it's covert. But we're going to welcome Doc Joe Ali to the show. He can tell us the details about that. So, Doc Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for holding. Sorry, I ranted a lot. I tend to rant.
It's all good. I always like a good rant.
So, first question is, Kent's question is, so do N95 masks stop virus? Is that valid or?
Well, I'm sure you read, I believe it's like the NIH's website about the size of micron that mask blocks and the size, the theoretical size of this virus. So, in theory, if you go just off of molecular size, it might not completely protect against it. But as of now, it is the most cost-efficient way to protect healthcare workers.
Okay, so just say that again one more time. It's kind of probably isn't virus molecules smaller than an N95 filtration mask?
They clocked the size of the virus. I think it was 0.12, and I think the mask is 0.2, if I remember correctly. I don't have it in front of me, but it's smaller. But again, I mean, they're doing what they can with what they had to work with. I mean, the thing that will totally block it out are the PAPRs. You know, you've heard of the ventilator masks that sort of push air around your face out the sides of your face. And that's the only way to like be 100% assured that you're not going to get the virus when you're taking care of patients.
But those have to be fitted. Those are uncomfortable. Those are tight. That's not even the kind of mask you use in surgery, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, you know, you want to talk about like surgical masks, like surgeons are actually, well, I haven't been inside the ORs, but you know, I typically see only the splash guards that the surgeons use. So I actually don't know what surgeons are using right now. But there's just not enough PAPR masks. Last I checked, there's not enough of them.
So technically speaking, just to be clear, scientifically speaking, the mask that they're recommending, that first they didn't recommend, and then they did recommend, and then China was recommending, and then didn't recommend, they don't really work necessarily.
Well, theoretically, they might not. I think that's the best way to say it, but they're the best thing we got right now. And HEPA filters, you know, if you're going to be inside of buildings around people a lot, you know, if you're going to wear a mask, it's best to have your own customized mask, get your own HEPA filter, and clean it, you know, change out the HEPA filter and clean it, ideally with UV radiation, which is what hospitals are doing, but you can just wash it.
So UV radiation is that stuff that Trump talked about that the propaganda press on the left mocked him about, but I've actually looked it up and seen intravenous UV radiation or light working, right?
Now I'm not an expert on that. That's a naturopathy thing. I am not a naturopathy expert, but yeah, there's some naturopathy folks that do this IV UV thing that I don't know anything about. But in a hospital, you know, with what we're doing in our hospital, like we are to save on waste, we are irradiating the plan is to irradiate our N95 so that we don't have to keep throwing them away. Because I mean, there's a tremendous amount of waste going on already. And this virus is just revealing how much waste already goes on, I think, but it's kind of another story.
Well, so I went over on my last break. Let me take a quick break. Can you stay on the phone?
Yeah, okay. I got time, sir.
Good. So hold on. This is Jeff mm-hmm. Prather on the Prather Point. We're on with Dr. Joe Eliad, a medical doctor and old friend. We'll be right back after this break. Jeff Prather in the Perfection Auto Works. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works studios. Right back with you. So I know people are saying lock them up now, but that's the whole point, is the Obama administration did not follow the rule of law through the Department of Justice. They did not do real intelligence work. So we can't do what they did. Otherwise, we're the same as them. So that's part of another reason why it's taken so long. Doc Joe, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still
okay.
Here,
sir. So Ingrid has a question, and I'm going to let Ingrid, can I? Well, this is complicated. Can I get can you put Ingrid on real quick? Is
Hello?
She still there? Hi, Ingrid. Go ahead, ask your question.
Hi. Very quickly, it's my understanding that the virus doesn't like heat. It does like moisture, and because of those two facts, I wear a dish towel folded up like a bandana and put it around the lower part of my face. I assume that the virus is hanging around in the moisture that's collecting inside this towel. What I do afterward is that when I'm out of the store, for instance, hold it up in the sunlight so that the ultraviolet rays can do their thing. Is this a reasonable thing to do to protect other people?
Good question. Doc Joe?
Well, it's better than nothing. I think it's an innovative way. I mean, if that's certainly one way to do it. Again, I mean, theoretically, can the particles still get through that? Yeah, but
wouldn't they want to stay in where the moisture is?
You've got to do something. So
wouldn't they want to stay where the moisture is?
You know, I'm not sure about the evidence of, you know, the heat and the moisture. I mean, using a lot of heat would technically kill anything, but I mean, to kill a virus, I mean, I think you're going to need pretty significant temperatures that like we just don't see on an environmental basis. Like maybe the virus would die in Death Valley, but I mean, yeah, the dish towel idea and just kind of cleaning it every day and especially letting UV light kill anything that's on there. I mean, it's certainly not a bad idea. It hasn't been studied, but it's better than nothing.
Thanks, Ingrid. So what do you want to say that is not coming out? For one thing, you know, I talked before about, you know, I don't know about Fauci's details of the medical scientific stuff because I'm not a doctor like you are. I do know that he was a big fan of Hillary Clinton and of the left, yeah. And so I can look at his motives. But what do you want to tell us that propaganda press is not putting out, telling us about this? Like, for example, I know that there's only 6 deaths in San Diego County attributed actually pure to coronavirus. The rest are just incentivized for money. And
right. Well, yeah, I mean, I could go off on a lot of points here, but I mean, I want to keep it cut to what you wanted to talk about, which was, you know, deaths from coronavirus, right? You definitely wanted to talk about that. So, you know, you look at the statistics of the number of deaths and the number of cases, right? And the number of cases is not really going to be reflective of the actual number of cases, right? Because there's a lot of people that are isolating and staying home or didn't get that sick and they're staying at home. And I read several articles about this, and there's one estimate, like, there's 16 times as many cases as there are cases in reality. So the actual death rate from this thing, I mean, it's much less than 1%, if even less than, you know, 0.5%.
I've heard 0.4%. I mean, you overwhelmed me with data. 0.3%, Kent is saying. And how does that compare with regular death rate of, like, flu or something?
Oh, I mean, yeah, the flu has a much higher death rate. And you also got to remember that there's coronavirus in a lot of the flu shots that people have been receiving over the years, you know? So then that goes into testing, right? You know, people are testing for corona.
Well, hold on. So let's back up. So let's just slow down here. And so what you're scientifically saying is this is a total fraud, just like the Mueller report was a total fraud, just like the investigation was a total fraud, just like CrowdStrike. The Russians hacked the deal. It's another phony dossier, right?
In many, many senses, yes. Now, I don't want to retract from the severity of the illness of the people who are getting admitted.
No, and neither do I, and I pray for all of them.
The people that are getting severely ill, you know, probably one of the biggest risk factors we're seeing is obesity. People who are very overweight, those people tend to do worse, and people with chronic kidney problems do worse, and people with, like, you know, active cancer, chemo, other chronic issues, metabolic syndrome, that spectrum.
And sugar. Everybody's eating sugar, and sugar inflames.
Yep.
Terrible.
Yeah,
the pop culture lifestyle is terrible. The indigenous lifestyle is healthy.
Yeah, because it's all about nutrition, right? One thing that doctors never get training in is nutrition. And actually immunology, like, nobody really understands either of those things. And yet we make recommendations about it all the time, which is unfortunate. But yeah, nutrition, you know, is not all the studies, by the way, most medical studies are not controlled for optimized nutrition, by the way. So that's another important point to take into account if you're reading anything.
Well, but what you're really saying here, so as an intelligence officer, I look at data, but and the last show, the last guest was talking about that. But as far as I can see, there is zero data integrity in what's going on with this. All the charts, they're all skewed. They change constantly. The metrics change constantly. It's just a total propaganda effort as far as I can see.
Yeah. And I think, even, you know, like, and I don't want to stick my neck out here, you know, like, I applaud freedom of the press and everything. And, you know, probably Fox News is probably, like, the least biased, but I was just watching Fox and I was appalled at the direction they're going. I mean, they're not talking about any of the critical issues and the relevant issues. The most relevant issue here is personal protective equipment. That's the most important
PPE.
thing.
PPE. It's all about PPE. Yep.
That's, yeah. It's, you know, if everybody could just wear a mask, you can open up all the businesses, and that's what we should be doing. This discussion of a vaccine, this is not the right direction to go. I will say that. And we could go
Did you notice? So the propaganda press changed it from flatten the curve to find a cure. That was mission creep. Yet again, mission creep is when our mission changes. The curve flattened dramatically because we're talking now 3 or 4%. We're talking lower than flu. But the mission creep changed.
They're not talking about plasma either, okay? They're saying there might not be a cure for this virus, which, you know, it's a biological weapon. Yeah, maybe that's true, but...
So let me ask you that. Let me stop you right there. So do you concur with my intel? And you don't have to.
100%. It's a biological weapon.
Thank you.
100%.
It was genetically modified, right?
No question in my mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hope you're listening, folks. That's not what the propaganda press, including Fox... is telling you.
Fox used the words new normal and safer, okay? When it comes to the future, what to expect of the future. Those words are very concerning to me. Those are that psychological programming right there.
It totally is. It's totally because what's happening with citizen journalists like me and small businesses like Mike Emery, and like in Michigan, you know, Michigan is the liberal center of radical Islam. The guys were just at the Capitol, everybody with guns, with long guns, saying we're not going to put up with this because we're Americans and we're not going to put up with this anymore. So since that's not working, they had to come up with yet another covert operation. And it's covert COVID-19. That's what's going on.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what happened to all the ventilators and the ventilator parts that were made, because, I mean, I know somebody who is connected to a company that made, like, over 10,000 ventilators, and the military came in Blackhawks and picked all of them up. I'm wondering where all those ventilators are, since, you know, ventilators are hurting these patients, right?
Ventilators are hurting the patients?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, the mechanism of this virus, one of the mechanisms of this virus is that it stops some of the cells in our lungs from making this protein called surfactant. And surfactant, it's kind of like the oil for your car in a sense, in that it prevents your car from destroying itself. You know, your lungs, in order to expand, they have to have surfactant, right?
Right.
So you put these sick people on a ventilator, and the ventilator's hitting them with this pressure. And the docs didn't see it coming because we don't know the mechanism. Well, now we do. They put them on the vent and they get barotrauma, like way out of proportion to what anybody would expect. And now it's like, wow, the mainstay treatment is putting people on their bellies if they can tolerate it and giving them a ton of oxygen.
Slow down, doc, and say that again, because you go prone on your belly and that helps, right?
Yes. I mean, if they can tolerate it, and being on their side is better than nothing, of course. But you want to avoid invasive ventilation as much as you can, because once you commit people to that, that's where the death rate is coming from. Okay.
That really made a difference rate. With body position while laying down. Made a really huge difference with sudden infant death syndrome too, right?
Yeah.
So it's not drugs. It's not. It's not. It's just. Kinetically moving your position.
Yeah.
So hold on a second. So we're I got Charles on the line. So let me let Charles jump on here and make a question. Go ahead, Charles.
If you need to take a break, I can hold. But if not, I'll give my question.
Okay. Well, hold on. We'll take a break and come back for the final segment. Fascinating interview with Dr. Joey Leed. Right back with you on the Prather Point Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. Fascinating conversation with Dr. Joe Lee. Charles Heller has a question. Charles, welcome back.
Hi, thanks. Two quick questions. Number one, after I hang up, what is the factual basis from I'd like both of your perspectives on the factual basis of it being an engineered virus, number one. And number two is how does the damage done by a ventilator to a person, the barotrauma, how does that damage compare to an injury someone might get from scuba diving from having risen too quickly? I'll take both those answers on the air. Thank you.
Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, well, you were asking about scuba trauma. I think that's, the bends, that's not something I'm an expert on at all. I think, you know, my limited understanding of scuba, I'm not going to give you a very good answer on that. So is there a similarity? I don't think there's a similarity, because that has to do with, I think, equilibrating to pressure changes. That's why when you're scuba diving, you're going down in stages and going down carefully and coming up carefully. This is on the cellular level, this virus. It hits the cells that make surfactant. You don't get that surfactant anymore, and you hit the lungs with a lot of pressure, and you get barotrauma. Jeff, I don't know if you have.
Yeah, so I'm a master diver, rescue diver, certified back in 1970. Done a lot of diving, I agree with you on that. The confirmed coronavirus that it was modified was in the antiviral research in the Lancet in February 19, 2020, but that article was pulled by the powers that be. Antiviral Research, Volume 16, April 2020. The spike glycoprotein of the new coronavirus 2019 CoV contains a furin-like cleavage site absent in CoV of the same clade. There's the scientific evidence of that. But I want to go back to, and thanks, Sean. Yeah, lots more abortion deaths than pandemic deaths, and abortion clinics are still open while churches are closing, and you should not allow your churches to close. We're a home church. I did this sermon this morning, but I stand by my brothers and sisters that you should not allow your churches to close. This is all for, this is the latest covert op for George Soros, who's pushing Democratic scheme for mail-in voting in the fall, because that's the only way they know they can win now. This is just another covert operation. That's all it is. But I want to go back and let Doc Joe say anything else he wants to, because then I got several phone calls.
Okay. So Charles, the first question you asked, that's a very, very important question. And, you know, if you want the best facts possible. I mean, I'm not going to give you 100% gold standard. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I was in the military facility and I found the papers and I survived, you know, a bunch of gunshot wounds. Okay, but what I can tell you is there's a study that came out of India, and Jeff, I did not send you the PDF for this, and I can send you that and you can forward it to Charles or however we want to do that. This study was retracted. Now, this study showed they did a Western blot. Charles, are you familiar with what a Western blot is?
He's off now, so just go ahead and make your answer, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, that's right. He said he's gonna. Okay, so Western blot, it's a type of protein test, okay? These researchers in India, they found a band on the Western blot that was pretty much identical to GP120, which is the lipophilic protein of HIV-1, human immunodeficiency virus.
Three, I thought they found three intersections.
Well, maybe, yeah. Okay, well, I wasn't aware of that, three, but yeah, but anyway. They found this on there, and guess what? Somebody told them to retract the paper. Now, if you're going to talk like a scientific community and you're going to be devoted to science and everything, wouldn't you want to reproduce that study to prove or disprove that and not tell them to retract it? That smells awful fishy to me.
Oh, totally. It's just like global warming, just like climate, all that crap.
Well, yeah.
So let me ask, we got several people on the line. I also want to say, go ahead.
So I just want to say it is impossible for that sequence to be found in this virus. It is impossible. If you know anything about
unless virus, it was
it
manipulated, right?
Unless somebody put it there. That's it. Okay.
That's it. Okay. So, and again, that hasn't come out. I'm going to take a couple. We got a couple callers on the line. I want to take this, but I also want to tell you that, because of the DNI, Rick Grenell, who's the first openly gay director of national intelligence, he made Schiff release those transcripts. So Schiff is freaking out because everybody lied under oath. All of them lied under oath. But also, POTUS, he's also not going to have the FBI do any more counterintelligence briefings. Why? Because they're setting people up. So this is what winning looks like, guys. But John, welcome to the show. Was he on?
Paul.
Okay, Paul, welcome.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So it's a little bit frustrating for us people that were in the military in Korea to realize that neither you do, but you seem to be the only program, and certainly not CBS, of which you people are part, ever mentioned the fact that the Chinese have been into ABC warfare development for the past 70 years, and they, at any time they really wanted to, they could release stuff that would make this virus seem like children's play. Nobody ever mentions it, and I was wondering why no one on this station has enough courage to even talk about it.
Well,
you mean that China's been staging warfare against us, multidimensional warfare, like forever?
Yeah, I mean, that I talk about that all the time. I don't know what you actually mean by that. It's unrestricted warfare, talk about all the time. I am speaking out very courageously and bravely. Nobody is shutting me up on that at all. And I'm not part of CBS. That's just something that used to run Bloomberg. Now they're running CBS. I'm countering all that propaganda as much as possible. Doc Joe is putting himself out there on the line as well. So... I think you're wrong at the mad people. You're mad at the wrong people. There, direct your anger towards our traitors like John McCain and Romney, who are coming against Trump and us as we're trying to correct all this. But the Chinese are pushing fentanyl. Most of the fentanyl is coming out of China. And that's chemical slavery. That's what's going on there. But go ahead. We only got like 2 minutes left. But go ahead, Joe.
Oh boy, yeah. Paul, you know, another thing to remember is that Chinese nationals, like part of their military. You know, I'm sure everybody heard about the Harvard thing, the professor, and then there was somebody who was active duty, communist China military in our country, stealing our stuff.
Yeah, she's a PLA lieutenant working with Libra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Chinese Communist Party is our enemy, period. So I don't think anybody's afraid to say that right.
Oh yeah, lots of people are, but not here. Anyway, John, quick comment or observation. Go ahead.
Okay, just a quick one. There's an article Dr. Russell Blaylock, a neurosurgeon, just came out with on the risk to wearing face masks. And
I saw that.
You know, it points out that the CDC did not recommend wearing a face mask until recently. And also that the N95 mask filters out 95% of the particles with a median diameter of 0.3.
I'm sorry, 0.3, okay.
Respiratory exchange, so which causes headaches and hypoxia, which is a reduction of blood oxygenation. The only other thing I want to point out here is that he mentions that the frail elderly who have lung diseases, such as COPD and
emphysema. Okay, thanks. We're going to have to – I got to cut you off. We're running out of time. But the point there is that they're killing older people. This is population control. That's Gates. That's China. And that's what the left is doing here. Doc Joe, thanks for tuning in. We are winning. Keep the faith. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, Effects Network Studios. Right back with you next week.